It is not as if you are the first creature that fell asleep under the sun, listening to the sound of waves pounding. A billion fishes have slipped away like this, flapping on the blinding white sand, and what difference will one more make? But the moment carries on, and you are not a fish dying. In fact, you are not even truly sleeping. And so you open your eyes and look down on yourself, and you say, "Ah, so I am a girl then, an African girl. This is what I am, and this is how I will stay," as the shape-changing magic of dreams whispers back into the roar of the ocean. I sat up and blinked and looked around. A white woman was sitting next to me on the beach in the thing called shade. And I remembered that the white woman's name was Sarah. I saw her face, her wide eyes staring away down the beach. She looked. I searched for the name of her expression in your language. She looked frightened. "Oh my God," Sarah was saying, "I think we need to get away from here." I smiled sleepily. "Yes, yes," I was thinking, "we always need to get away from here. Wherever here is, there is always a good reason to get away from it. That is the story of my life, always running, 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 without one single moment of peace. Sometimes when I remember my mother and my father and my big sister in Kiruka, I think I will always be running until the day I am reunited with the dead." Sarah grabbed my hand and tried to pull me up. "Get up, B," she said. "There are soldiers coming up the beach." I breathed in the hot, salty smell of the sand. I sighed. I looked in the direction Sarah was staring. There were 6 soldiers. They were still a long way away along the beach. The air above the sand was so hot that it dissolved the men's legs into a shimmer, a green confusion of colors, so that the soldiers seemed to be floating toward us on a cloud made of some enchanted substance, free as the thoughts of a girl waking up from dreams on a hot beach.